Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. And I tell you, it has been some things going on since we last had a chance to share and spend some time with each other. Hallelujah. But I am eternally grateful to the Almighty God for the spirit of determination. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank him for all that he has brought us through. Hallelujah. Victoriously. Well, Bishop was in the hospital. I was thinking about and how to get on. I just couldn't do it. The doctors were coming in and this was happening, that was happening. I couldn't leave. So I just said a nice little prayer and we just kept on going. I do thank the Lord for how he has allowed us, to come together one more time in Jesus' name. And if you just allow me, in Yeshua's name, hallelujah, yes, Lord, for how he has allowed us to come together just one more time in Yeshua's name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. For our God is good. He's loving. He's kind. He's merciful. Yes, and he is faithful. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I tell you, it's just good to be in this place, this set time, this appointed time for us to come together and be encouraged no matter what you're going through. Oh, my God, the last time we spoke, I had no idea of things that would transpire in my life. So, but nevertheless, I can raise my hand to heaven and bow my head and bow my knees and bless the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And even when I hear the doctor say about a miracle, hallelujah. Young and they're filled with the knowledge, there's a book knowledge they have learned and studied so diligently. But they, with all their knowledge, know that there had to have been a divine intervention. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we know our God is the sovereign God, the absolute power and the absolute authority. He is the great physician. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I was taking my communion this morning. I remembered. Oh, what the master said. He said, this is my body. My body has bruised and will be broken and marred. And stripes will be laid upon it for your healing. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for the manifestation of your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, sisters of the Most High God, saints of the Most High God. I'll just... so full and so elated and so grateful. Hallelujah. I was reading in Malachi, and said that we're children of the same Father. Listen to this. We are, those of us who are saved, are children of the same Father. Hear this, you and I are children of the same Father. Hallelujah. And that makes us sisters and brothers. Amen. So what is all of this hating, backbiting with your brothers and your sisters? Trying to be better than them, trying to outdo, trying to destroy somebody's ministry, trying to put somebody's, that somebody down. Your father, your children are the same father. Oh, we don't have time to be to allow the enemy or ourselves. We call it the flesh, but that word flesh really means self, the old self. You're allowing the old self to have predominance over you. That is not good. We need to watch ourselves, cleanse. I ask the Lord to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all. Don't hold nothing back, all. Cleanse us, that we will begin to look like him, reflect him in the earth. You are all of us continuously. We have some mistakes. We will separate ourselves, our religious self, our Christian self, for Sunday morning. That's another thought and another lesson. And then when we go out in the world, no, we undercover Christians. Oh, we so, nobody can even talk to us because we go from one extreme to the other. How about that? God is a God of balance. God is a God of order. We should not have to even open our mouths and say anything. People should be able to look at us and say, there's something about him. There's something about her. What is it about her? And to draw. Not to you, but to the God in you, that they can be introduced to the Almighty God. God said, all souls are mine. His desire that no soul should perish. We should be harvesting souls for the master, for the kingdom, not for ourselves. Huh. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Hallelujah. It's all about kingdom building. It's all about our Father being glorified on the earth. It's all about us trusting and believing. It's all about those of us who have been in the ministry longer and matured, we see the younger ones coming up. They fill with themselves and they fill with knowledge that they have gained, but it's the Holy Ghost and the seasoning and the living and the breaking that they hadn't gone through. The process. The process. So we must pray them through. Some have yet to begin to go through the process. And everything just looks so grand. Everything they think of, it happens for them. They can do what they want to do, say what they want to say. And they are wrapping themselves up in their own fire that they've created. But they got a God that's going to set them through the fire. They're going to be put in the fire, but the truth must come out, so they'll be fit for the master's use. Glory be to God. Oh, we get it, and we think that we got it together, because we have designed it just the way that it's comfortable for us. But no, my brothers and my sisters, it's not that way. If you're going to be used by the master, he has to put you in the fire. Glory. And it is indeed a process that you must go through. God, to have mercy. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear. Hallelujah. And with your ears, you can indeed see. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, it's no faking this. This is real and it's true. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You have to be counted worthy. Worthy. And you can't fake it till you make it. Hallelujah. You can't do what is pleasing in your sight. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, it just doesn't work. Oh, got a little sidetrack. But my heart and my spirit, we have so much that's about to happen. And you can't put on a beautiful dress and a beautiful suit and build a gorgeous, magnificent Ephesus to think that that's going to carry you through. It's not. Oh, you got to get wrapped up and tied up in God, in the Almighty God Himself. You got to lose everything to gain it all. Shamokosa. God and God alone we must please. He said, I change not. So if he wasn't pleased with sin yesterday, he's not pleased with it today. He said, I see you and nothing is hid from me. Because you can't see him does not mean that he does not see and know you. Go to God. Ask him to lead you and guide you and direct you. The Holy Ghost will do it. So we have to pray. We have to pray for the young one. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, have mercy. We'll do as we always do. We'll read our scriptures. Bless the Lord. We're going to start this morning with Proverbs, the 30th chapter, starting at the 8th. Well, we'll read the 8th verse. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain. That's Proverbs, the 30th chapter, the 8th through the 9th verse. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, God is real. God is real. We're going to read Isaiah 50. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Written word is sweet. Thus says the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquity have you sold yourself, and for your transgression is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I made the rivers a wilderness with fish stinking, because there is no water, and dries for thirst, and died for thirst. I close the heavens with darkness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord Lord God, has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Be awakened morning by morning. He awaketh my ears to hear as the learned. For again, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He awaketh morning by morning. He awaketh my ears to hear as the learned. The Lord has opened my eyes, my ears, and I will not rebel, neither turn away back. I gave my back to the smithers, and my cheeks to them that plucked out the hair. I hid not my face from the shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together, who is my adversary. Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compress yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the spark that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of your of thine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. You can read that in the Amplified, and it'll give you a far clearer understanding if you have some questions about this passage. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is good. Everything you that trouble you or cause doubt is here. It's here in his word. It's here. Anything, any questions that you have, say the answer is in this book. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Now, this is one of my favorites. It's just Psalms 1 is a total completion of everything. All is a capsule. Listen. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. For the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. It's good to have counsel, good to get it, but you must make sure that you're getting it from the right place. And you can't just depend on people. You must read the word, study the word for yourself. You must pray. You must pray and seek God. 2 Chronicles 7:14. We're going to do 13. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Point blank, period. That's it. Instead of fussing and complaining, do something about it. Go down on your knees, my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. Go down. It ain't no harm in taking it to Jesus. How about that? No harm. Jeremiah 29, starting at the 11th verse. For I know the thoughts that I have, that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you. Jeremiah 29:11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our Father's good. Excuse me. He says, I change not. You can't, we can't create what is comfortable for us and think that God is satisfied with it. No. His way is right. His way is holy. His way is just. His way is righteous. God is not going to conform to your way, my brothers and my sisters. Check yourself. Make sure that you have not, and I don't know why the Lord is leading, laying this on my heart. Make sure that you are shouting on and you are hooping on and you are praying on is not that you have created for yourself. Remember, in that day, there will be some who will say to him, but we healed in your name. And he said he will say in that day, depart from me. I never knew you. We never had a relationship. So now, what you're doing, is it for him, the Almighty God, to be glorified in the earth? Or is it for your edification and your glory? That's something for each and every one of us. None of us are exempt. If he took everything, allowed everything, and you had a Job experience, hey, Shamokuse, would you still raise your hand to heaven and bless his name and declare that he's good? Or are you basing your blessedness on the things that you have? Or is it easy for you to take from people so that you can look like it? We can't do that. We must remain humble. God loves us and he cares. But he has a way I don't care if it's 2019. It could be 99-19. It doesn't matter. God does not change. He doesn't change. So let's step in. Oh, my God. Let's step in to the comfort and the peace and the joy of our God. Ask him to lead and guide and direct, that we may be pleasing in his sight, pleasing to our God, because we want to be whole. Ah, we want to be whole, our Father. Hallelujah. We want to be with him. Amen. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we exalt you, we glorify you, we magnify you. Now, Father, we ask that you allow us to bless your name, hallelujah, to honor your name this day in our walk, hallelujah. Build a fence around us. Allow us to represent you well today, Father. Continue to speak to us, lead us, and guide us. Holy Spirit, have your way. We want to be pleasing in the sight of our Father. In the name of Yeshua, some call Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Heal, deliver, Father, set free. Be an attorney for those who need an attorney. Be a judge in the courtroom. Hallelujah. Be a doctor of the great and mighty physician that you are. Let your word be manifest in the lives of your people. We thank you for that you have provided for this day, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Every provision, we thank you, and we glorify you, we magnify you, and we exalt you. Thank you for building us up. May your word dwell deep in us. And may we begin and continue to be children who walk in the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walking in the light. Thank you for allowing us to spend this time with you, Father. Oh, bless my brothers and my sisters. Oh, may they feel the oh, your holy presence. Wrap your loving arms around them, Almighty God. Hold them like none of them. Hallelujah. Reassure them and encourage them. Empower them. The more and more they grow in you, strong and strong. Hallelujah. Not denying you, but living a balanced life that people will be drawn. Bless your name, Almighty God. We thank you for this time. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24-25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in the confidence that God loves you. Hallelujah. And he knew where you would be this day. And everything is set and ready for you. God grant you traveling mercy, love and joy in the Holy Ghost. Love you. Until the next appointed time, be blessed. And you are. This is Pastor Lee. Love you.